Unit 30. Traditional Japanese clothing. James,
son,
in this unit decided to buy a
yukata,
a cotton kimono frequently worn in the summer as a souvenir for his wife. The
yukata
is certainly a piece of traditional Japanese clothing, but people in Japan today do not wear it as frequently as people in former generations did. There are only a few occasions when the Japanese, especially women, routinely wear kimonos. January 15th is a national holiday in Japan, celebrating all the people who turned 20 in the past year and reached the age of maturity. On this day, many women go out in traditional kimonos to ceremonies, often held by the municipal government, and later to parties with their friends. The kimonos worn by women up to the age of 20 are called
furisode,
meaning long-hanging sleeves, which is a sign that the woman is unmarried. The sleeves are actually long enough to reach the wearer's ankles. Married women and those who have passed the age of 20 wear kimonos with regular-length sleeves, which are half as long as the
furisode.
Other occasions for Japanese women to wear kimonos include New Year's Day, wedding receptions, and a midsummer festival where they go out to watch fireworks. Of course, they wear
yukata
rather than the heavy, multi-layered kimonos on that occasion. You can purchase a formal kimono, which is quite expensive, to take back to the U.S. However, before making such a purchase, you must be reminded that putting one on is a specially trained skill. The difficulty in putting on a kimono is that you must use several
obi
sashes to hold the kimono properly. Each
obi
also needs to be tied in a special manner. Generally, you will need a professional assistant to get fully and properly attired. In Japan, you often make an appointment for a special beautician to help you in your kimono with the sashes and all the other accoutrements. A similar beautician would probably be very difficult to find in the U.S. A
yukata
is much easier to wear and generally does not require assistance from others.